For this retreat, I think a lot of many Kayamitas make progresses, although it's a small step, but with sincerity, sadha, and perseverance, out of this retreat, they will progress, steadily. The other thing is, when I say sincerity, means that you should not have craving, When you have craving, it will obstruct you, because you keep looking for it, keep looking for it. So when I first started doing my so-called learning and doing the awareness-based meditation, that's what I do. I'm not concerned about what result I'll get. I just do as following the instruction of the awareness-based meditation. Then everything manifests by itself naturally, without me knowing what was that even, even the gateway, I also don't know what is gateway.
Initially, she don't know until it happened. Then she described it, then only I explained to her.
So things is this incredible and amazing in that sense when it happens it hit you really hard. It struck you like a lightning like that but you never die lah. But full of joy and amazement and unshakable
Shakable faith.
faith to the great beings, all
Yeah.
Buddhas, Bodhisattvas and Mahasattvas and the Dharma protectors and of course our wise teacher, the great being Brother Teo, Amitabha Brother Teo. For the amazing teaching, that I didn't need to take a long time to cultivate to reach where I am, So I felt that all Kayamitas should know, you just follow the awareness-based meditation. I won't say it's a method because it's relaxed, it's a free mind, First of all, it must be a free mind. If
It
it's
must be
not
a
a free
free
mind,
mind.
it's a conditioned one. Conditioned one will not get you any result. That's most important that you need to know. If it's conditioned,
The thought is involved. The thought
it
is
won't work. You won't get the amazing result that you should get. So that's
Because
why.
for the mind to be conditioned, you must focus, understand, or you must concentrate. So that one is the thought doing it. It's not awareness based. Awareness based means you relax, maintain awareness, and let it go in. And let the original mind, which is the awareness nature, reappear. Actually, it was there all the time. But you are clouded by your emotion, your thought process, your sankhara activity, your aggregates of mind. So when that one slow down and cease, then that nature come back. Because whatever that cloud, that nature, no more. So once you are able to understand that, then like what Michael, they all try lie down, like you are dead, whatever arrive, aware, finish. And then the thought will slow down and finally cease. Then you will understand. Then you feel the peace, the calm, the stillness inside. That is your true mind. Good. Continue.
So, when you first started doing this awareness-based meditation, right? You will feel you will experience this shift of consciousness, It's very dramatic. It's when you experience it, you will know it's pacetang. Straight away, you will know. You don't need to ask the teacher. I entered into the true mind, or the entered the true mind surface, appeared. So, when you get it right, you don't need to. There's no question, no doubt about it.
No doubt at
Yes,
all.
no doubt at all. So that is another characteristic of the true mind, So it's not the thought. So when you insight into phenomena, you will see it very clearly, The mundane mind is not there at all. If it's a mundane mind, it will interfere, it will hinder your meditation and you are out of it already. So these are all the characteristics that you will see, in your meditation. Now, the other thing I want to say is meditation is just not just formal sitting, formal lying. I mean, that is the base will give you the very strong foundation. Yes.
Daily mindfulness.
Yes. But daily mindfulness is very important, because that is you have to live your life. If you cannot live your life every day, you lie down, every day you sit, who is going to do the duties in the house, So it's impossible just to sit and and lie down meditation. So you must integrate your daily mindfulness
into life.
in your activities,
Yeah.
Yeah. So that is very important. And then when you insight into phenomena, it's also
Yeah.
equally amazing. Yes. Just like Brother Casey, right, said,
Yeah.
wow, can see the heart. In
Yeah.
fact, when I saw my heart, I didn't even meditate. I was walking and I want to go
Yeah,
into the,
that thing,
yeah, the thing appeared.
that awareness saw.
Yes, the awareness saw my heart, then I said, what is going on? That my eyesight is so sharp and even penetrate into my bones and I can see my heart without the what X-ray, not X-ray. I don't know what kind of machine.
X-ray eye, yeah.
So it's very amazing, well. So these are the things you will pick up, you will never see in a normal
Thought-based meditation.
thought-based meditation. Although I never had done any thought-based, at least in this life, previous life I do not know. Yeah. But it's really amazing. It's more than just this, Lord. There are a lot of things like you'll see your greed, your mental intention, your hatred, When you relate to people with your loved ones especially, you can see it. Then you say,
You can
oh,
sense
yeah,
it.
you can sense it. And you can also feel them also, whether they're happy or not happy, you also can sense them. Yeah, so it's very amazing, when you go shopping also, you can sense whether the salesperson is happy doing their job or not, Yeah,
Sadhu.
so the kind of things you see, you never see in a normal,
Heedless,
yeah, plus,
thought-based
yeah.
thinking.
So the clarity, yeah, the other thing is clarity. Wow, the clarity is like microscope or stethoscope or I mean, you don't need to analyze one, no. You need to reason one, no. Straight away you have the
Very
answer,
clear.
the answer is
Very
there,
clear.
straight away. Like if I want to find my pillowcase or whatever,
Yeah,
I couldn't find.
you will
When
recall.
when I'm aware, I know I can see where is the pillowcase or the bed sheet that I was looking for. So amazing, that I don't even need to ransack my cupboard, things like that. So these are the things that you pick up in your daily mindfulness, that you cultivate. But very important that you must start in the beginning. You cannot like, wow, before you learn the kaya nupassana, you want to do the citta
Correct,
nupassana,
correct, correct.
because that is very subtle. So you have to do the easy one first. So keep doing it until it strikes you that you can see the mindfulness coming, then it will help you a lot. So do it slowly, steadily, with faith, sincerity, and perseverance.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Sadhu,
Thank you
sadhu,
so
sadhu.
much.